For millions of Americans, owning a manufactured or mobile home can be a cost-effective way to live independently. But while they own the home, most don't own the most valuable asset, the land it sits on. And as Illinois Public Media's Anna Casey reports, many residents in manufactured home communities say they're worried about the rising cost of their lot rents thanks to one out-of-state company.
Terry Baker has lived at Wilson's Mobile Home Park in Urbana for more than 20 years. Baker's a retired home health worker and proud grandmother who was looking for a place of her own after she divorced. And there was something else that appealed to her about the mobile home.
The rent. I could not get over the rent. When I moved in here, my rent was $142 a month. That included water, sewer, and garbage. Where else was I going to live for that kind of money?
Baker is one of 20 million people nationally who live in a manufactured home. And for people like her who are retired or on fixed incomes, owning a mobile home offers things you couldn't get renting an apartment for a higher price, like a yard, multiple bedrooms, a community. But 2 years ago, Baker and the other residents in her park got a letter.
And it says, "Dear Wilson's resident, Dennis and I are writing to inform you we have made a difficult decision to sell Wilson's on University."
The local owners sold the community to David Reynolds with RV Horizons, a Colorado-based company that owns mobile home parks in more than 25 states. Their business model is to buy up mom-and-pop parks like Baker's and raise the rent on lots.
So how do you buy a mobile home park?
David Reynolds and his business partner, Frank Rolfe, also co-founded Mobile Home University, a business venture they started that for about $2,000 will teach you how to buy a mobile home park as an investment. This is from a promotional video on their website.
You only rent the land when you own a mobile home park, so there's no toilets to fix or issues like that. And the customers are relatively easy to please.
Mobile home parks as real estate investments have become more common. That's according to Kate McTavish, an Oregon State professor and co-author of Single Wide, Chasing the American Dream in a Rural Trailer Park.
From our review of the information, it looks like about in the 1990s that it became what some people have referred to as a cash cow kind of investment. I think it has continued to increase in popularity.
And real estate corporations are part of what McTavish and her co-author, Sonia Salomon, refer to in Single Wide as the mobile home industrial complex. Even if the rent increases the park owners impose on families seem modest,
having that extra hit of even $10, $20 a month can be significant and keep them from being able to kind of maintain those pieces that are critical to quality of life.
The company that bought the park where Baker lives and 12 others in Champaign County, according to property records, have steadily increased the rent and fees over the last 2 years, from $236 to almost $300.
Yeah, well, raising the rent is typically part of the day one purchase, because often the mom and pop has not raised the rent in years, so they're far below market.
That's Frank Rolfe in a 2015 interview with The Guardian. Frank Rolfe and his business partner David Reynolds did not return our request for comment. But Rolfe told The Guardian he's providing affordable housing to low-income people.
So to be honest with you, if we hadn't raised the rent, the park wouldn't exist.
Meanwhile, residents like Terry Baker are worried more rent increases could be in store.
And if I wanted to move this place, it's going to cost me $5,000 to $7,000 to move it and set it back up. Okay, and they own almost every park around here.
But Baker also says she loves her home and the park where she lives. That's why she and other residents around the state, most of whom are elderly or work in low-income jobs, have started advocating for rent control measures. Illinois State Senator Maddie Hunter, a Democrat from Chicago, has introduced legislation that would lift a 1997 ban on rent control. It would also put restrictions on how much a landlord could increase rent based on income.
They got me by the butt. To be honest with you, on a fixed income of $1,000 a month, where are you going to go?
I'm Anna Casey, Illinois Public Media.